it's for you.
Okay, it works. Okay, good afternoon. My name is Kuniyasu Suzaki. So I'll talk about OS Circular. So OS Circular is an internet bootable OS archive. So it distributes the bootable disk image on virtual machine and real machine. So it enables to anonymous operating system on your machine. Okay. So this slide shows today's content. At first, I'll talk about the motivation and related work. After that, I'll talk about the detail of OS Circular. So OS Circular consists of virtual disk. It is called LBCAS, Loopback Content Addressable Storage. So using LBCAS, any operating system can boot on virtual and real machine without installation. After that, I'll talk about the performance and optimization. So there are two kind of performance problem. One is disk image. So we have to relocate block data for Linux kernel prefetch. The second problem is network latency. So we have to hide the network latency. So at first, I talked about the motivation. So I want to use many operating systems, but it requires installation. So I hate installation. It's time wasting. So I used to live CD, live DVD instead of them. So Knopix, FreeBSD, Berenix for open Solaris. So they are very useful and they are easy to try a new operating system. However, the update is not so frequent. So I'm afraid it includes vulnerable applications. So, and there's another big problem. So burning CD and DVD is time wasting, media wasting, carbon wasting, energy wasting. So we want to boot the least well-maintained operating system from the internet without installation. This is very simple motivation. So this slide shows the big picture of OS Circular. The yellow part yellow part is maintained by OS Circular. So the OS suppliers only have to provide the installed disk image. So any operating system can apply to virtual disk. So it includes Windows. So the virtual disk LBCAS manage this disk image for users. So user only prepare virtual machines, or user also can boot operating system from LBCAS with on a real machine. So we have to prepare this part, yellow part. So to distribute disk image is not only OS Circular. So there are several related work. For example, OS Zoo. So OS Zoo is a project to distribute the disk file of QEMU, KEMU. So it includes many operating systems, Linux, most Linux distributions, BSD, Plan 9, Open Solaris, Minix, GNU Hand, etc. It is very convenient, but it have to download very big disk file. And the update is very slow. So the user have to maintain the operating system by themselves. So on the other hand, Live CD is very good product of Mocha 5. Mocha 5 is a venture company spin out from Stanford Collective Groups. Live PC offers streaming service of disk image to customized VMware. So users do not need to install operating system on this environment. However, this environment is limited on VMware. Web Circular does not limit to virtual machine. Any virtual machine can use, can apply to LPCAS. So, Web Circular is a framework of Internet Disk Image Distributor. So it does not depend on operating systems, and it does not depend on client machine. The disk image is managed by LBCAS, Loopback Content Addressable Storage. This idea is same of Venti of Brand 9. And using LBCAS, user boot an operating system from internet. And disk image is cached on a local hard disk, so user reuse the disk image. If all disk image is cached on a local disk, user do not need network to download. So it can apply to mobile computing. So okay, from here I'll talk about the detail of LBCAS. LBCAS is kind of a virtual disk. It is made from a normal disk image. So in this case, there is a EXT2 file system, but LBCAS does not depend on file system. It's a block level abstraction. So each 256 kilobyte data is split and compressed and saved to a file. The file has a name with SHA-1 value of its content. So each data is split and saved to small block files. And this block file is managed by a mapping table file. Mapping table file has a location information, address, and related block file name. Using this mapping table, client can reconstruct this disk as a virtual disk. So this is the image to reconstruct the. Conflict.
Yeah, two different blocks could end up with the same SHA-1.
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. So if there is a zero cleared block device, this the zero cleared block device is expressed only one block file. At that time, this part is same SHA-1 file name. Okay. So the block file is reconstructed by a client with LBCAS driver. So LBCAS driver have to get this mapping table file in a secure way. After that, LBCAS driver create a virtual disk. At the beginning, there is no data. So when operating system access this virtual disk, this data is searched from mapping table file. And relevant block file is downloaded. And the content is checked by SHA-1 hash value. After that, this block is decompressed and mapped to virtual disk. So the download block file is cached on the local storage. Okay.
You said this happens to a driver
mm-hmm.
inside the operation system?
No, it's achieved by driver.
Yeah, but the driver is... do you need a driver pair operation system?
Or is it it's a good question. So this current implementation is Linux only. So the driver is for Linux only.
So you have to boot a kernel, or you have to have a kernel with your driver compiled already?
Ah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Another question? Okay. So this slide summarizes the future of LBKS. So the image is made from existing normal block device and compressed. So SHA-1 value is used for managed LBKS. And so the block file is reconstructed a loopback file by a fuse wrapper. So as you know, Fuse is a kind of user land file system. And each block file is managed, measured with the SHA-1 file name when it mapped to loopback file. This slide shows the program structure of LBKS. So it depends on Fuse, so it has to depend on Linux. And we use libfuse to manage the block file. The block file is reconstructed to loopback file, virtual disk. So relevant block file is downloaded from internet by libcurl, and the downloaded block file is stored at a cache. It's a we call storage cache. The block file is uncompressed by libzip and checked by SHA-1 file digest. After that, the block file is mapped to loopback file. So there is another cache. It called memory cache. This cache has only one block file for successful read request. So the memory cache suppress the disk access and uncompress. Okay, so user can the OS supplier can update with LBKS. So when a file is updated or created on an original block device, the relevant block files are newly created with new SHA-1 file name. At that time, the mapping table file is also renewed. And old block files are reusable. This slide, it's gone. Oh, the battery is off. Oh, it's not finished. Okay, please wait. Oh, battery's on. Oh.
That was obviously a failure of Linux.
Okay. Any questions? Okay.
Does suspend and resume work over the internet?
But yeah.
So you provide the sources for the kernel module, which needs to be inserted.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So all source code is downloadable from my HTTP site. Excuse me, we have no demo today. It just uploads the block file only.
Okay, so it takes the disk image up.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can use it for all sorts of testing, USB key type of systems.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So this slide shows how to update the block files. So when OS supplier updates the original block device, at that time all block data is not updated. So partial block data is updated. So the relevant block file is created, but most block file is reusable. So if user changes the mapping table file, user can change the block image. So the block file is created once and used many. On web server, a block file is updated. No, there is no block device in me.
Series of block files on the web server.
Yes.
So the series of block files are created from a disk image by a tool.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah. So this part, OS supplier have to prepare. Okay. It's now under construction. So current version is OS supplier only update only. So user cannot update their original block file. User can create your own block file on your local storage. Okay.
So, and that would appear inside the guest as a separate disk mount block that you would mount. So what you're saying, that you can create a block as a file on your system, run the system up off the boot, and then you've got another disk that you can mount in that operating system.
What do you mean? So you mean this image? So block file, there is no information for OS. There is SHA-1 body only. So mapping table has information for operating system. So user have to select their suitable mapping table file. So the block file is distributed by HTTP server because we want to utilize inexpensive web hosting service and proxy and mirror servers. And block file is a network storage transparent. So if all block file is stored in a local storage, network connection is not necessary. Okay. So from here, I talked about the how to apply LBcast to virtual and real machine. For virtual machine, it is easy because there's two big advantage. One big advantage, LBcast can be passed to a virtual machine as bootable device. So virtual machine passes a control to MVR of LBcast. So we can include bootloader kernel initRD into the LBcast. And the virtual machine offers virtual devices. So the virtual devices are same on anonymous PCs. So the transparent operating system only have to prepare the drivers for them only. There is also disadvantage. The native driver is not available. So this problem causes video card or network card, I guess. On real machine, we can use native device, but there's a big disadvantage. LBcast is not recognized as bootable device, so we have to customize the boot procedure. And the transport operating system have to recognize each individual devices and set up suitable drivers. So this figure summarizes the situation. So virtual machine is very easy, but on real machine, we have to customize the procedure. On virtual machine, this slide shows the image. So on host of operating system, manage the LBcast. So on virtual machine, transport operating system does not need to know the disk image. So this disk image is used as a normal bootable block device. But current implementation, LBcast is read-only. So we have to use some copy-on-write mechanism to manage the update from guest operating system. On real machine, we have to customize the boot procedure. So there is two stages. One stage is kernel and initRD, and second stage is init process. So we have to customize kernel to recognize LBcast as a device which include root file system. And to do so, we have to customize initRD, initial RAM disk image, must set up LBcast. In order to set up LBcast, we have to set up a network. After that, init process have to recognize each device on anonymous PC. This function is come from libcd. So most libcd is advanced for autoconfig. We use Knopixes autoconfig. But network is the exception because it is set up in the initRD. And the connection must keep for LBcast. This slide shows the boot procedure. So GRUMP boot with Linux kernel and initRD, and customize Linux kernel and customize initRD. In the initRD, a network have to set up and set up LBcast. After that, initRD have to detect devices and include suitable drivers, except in network interface. But in this case, we have to include kernel and initRD in the local devices, local bootable devices. So we cannot change a Linux kernel and initRD. However, we can use kexec or gpxy to download Linux kernel and initRD from internet. So the Linux kernel and initRD is downloaded from internet and reboot with them. So client PC have to prepare GPXC or kboot only. All image it will be downloadable from the internet. So this picture summarizes difference on virtual and real machine. So on real machine, we have to prepare Linux kernel and initRD. Okay, from here I'll talk about the performance. So LPKS have to some performance problem. One problem is caused from disk image, and second problem is caused from network latency. So LPKS cause fragmentation because the block size mismatch, there is a block size mismatch between file system and LPKS. And there is another mismatch of reader head, prefetch page cache of Linux kernel. So it causes redundant download and unnecessary uncompress. On network latency, LPKS is very sensitive because many small files are downloaded on demand. So we cannot use bandwidth expansion technique, for example, sliding window and multi-connections. This part is solved by streaming on Mocha 5. We solve this problem in another way. Okay, from here I talked about the optimization for fragmentation. So there is a block size mismatch. So LPKS assume 256 kilobyte. Normal file system assumes 4 kilobyte. So Kitagawa reports the occupancy of requested block at boot time was 30% of LPKS on KnoPix 3.8.2. This is reported at the Linux Congress. So only 30% is used. It's very few content is used on LPKS. To solve this problem, we develop EXT optimizer to repack the data block of EXT file system to be in line. So, and another problem is reader head of Linux kernel. So this slide shows the situation. So at first, please assume first reader request is issued from this file. So at that time, reader head cache some blocks. At that time, one LB cache block is downloaded, and in the block, some file system block is cached to Linux kernel. The second read request is hit to the page cache. So there is no download for LPKS. After that, the third request is issued. The block is another place. So at that time, the reader head also cache some page cache. However, the alignment is over, so this redundant block file is downloaded. Only this red part is used. After that, second lead request is issued. This part is also different. So at that time, the page cache is missed, so read ahead shrink the coverage. So shrink the coverage means cache hit ratio will be down. So we have to solve this problem. So to solve this problem, we developed EXT optimizer to relocate data block on EXT2, and it is also applied to EXT3. So the EXT optimizer changed the data block only. So in this case, the red block is accessed, so this red block is arranged to be in line with access profile, but the data structure is not changed. So normal EXT2 driver is used on this case. Yes, it, access time is also kept.
So this is how you derive the map, the new map.
Yes. So from the view of file, there is no change. So this slide shows the static analysis of EXT optimizer. We use double disk allocate viewer for Linux. So left figure shows the original disk image. So and the green block indicates the system data, and the blue point is continuous block data. And the yellow is uncontinuous block data. Red is fragmentation. So at the time, at the original, fragmentation is only 0.09 from view of file. On the other hand, EXT optimizer repacks the data block. So system data is not changed. Data block is arranged in line. So using this image, we boot the operating system. So this is the access record of at boot time. So blue point indicates the EXT optimizer. Red point indicates the normal installation. So Y axis indicates the disk address, and X axis indicates the disk address. Y address indicates boot time. So from this figure, we can find data block is arranged to the head of disk. And another blue point indicates the system data. On the other hand, red point scattered in the disk. So it causes fragmentation for LB cache.
So this applies just to the boot pad, presumably. When you're analyzing a very quick load the first time, but presumably after it's loaded, only some of the parts at the head of the disk are going to be accessed from the boot pad. In memory, at this
stage. In memory. I use this data come from access from KVM, so from virtual machine. Okay. So this figure shows the amount of request data and the download data. So this figure shows amount of request data. X-axis indicates the time, boot time, and Y-axis of amount of request data. So EXT, so this four figure indicate normal boot, and this line indicates the boot from EXT optimizer. So in this case, we shows four different block size, 64 kilobyte, 126 kilobyte, 256 kilobyte, and 512 kilobyte. So at the time, the amount of read data is same on different block size, because this is view from guest operating system. From the view of LBCAS, the block file is compressed, so the total amount of data is decreased. This is effect of compress. But the percent of content in a block file is different, so small block file is better on this case. However, EXT optimized, there is no so big difference, because the data is packed to same part. So in this case shows network latency is zero. So in this case, 64 kilobyte is better to compared to another block file. But in the long latency network environment, big block file is better, because small block file have to download many block files. So I talked. The optimization for download. So there is two type of optimization: DL ahead and DNS balance. So DL ahead means download ahead. So the necessary block files are downloaded in advance with extra download connection. The current default connection is full. It depends on profile of download. DNS balance is a kind of name resolver, which suggests the nearest download server. So user can find the nearest download site automatically. So this figure shows current worldwide deployment. So we use inexpensive hosting service. So we prepare three sites in North America and three sites in Europe. Unfortunately, there is no Australia, because we cannot find inexpensive hosting service in Australia. Can you offer me? So this hosting service covers the continent, so there is no overseas connection. DNS balance prevents the overseas connection. So this slide shows the image. So from London, current DNS server exists in Japan. So from London, user asks to resolve the name. The DNS balance suggests nearest download site. Same situation occurred in the another site. So user do not need to change the URL. So okay, I talked about the current status. So Currently, we offer Kunopix, Kunopix 4.0.2, 5.0.1, 5.1.1, because Kunopix is advanced at autoconfig. And the Linux kernel and initrd is downloadable from GPXE and kboot and kexec. On virtual machine, we offer Plan 9 on BSD for Zen 2.0.3 DOM-U paravirtualization. For full virtualization, we offer Debian H, Ubuntu, and CentOS. This disk image are applied to Zen and KVM because they use same QM device model. So, LPCAS is not limited to PC. It can apply to another machine. So we apply to Sony PlayStation 3. Because Sony PlayStation 3 include kboot on 4 mega flash, so user boot this user only type this line. So after that, user can boot Linux on the PlayStation 3. So summary. So some services available now. Just try. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Any questions or any comments? Okay. Currently, no. Some Japanese for products, some Japanese company applied to this method to some Japanese high school. So Japanese high school student use this LPCAS. The question is how to manage the image. So disk image is managed by a supplier only. In high school case, the management company offers the disk image, and the disk image is read only. So user, so student cannot change the OS image. Yeah. And the account management is offered by another way. Oh, no. So, bootable image. We can apply Windows also. Yeah.
You said you the operation system needs a special driver for the LPCAS.
You have to run Windows.
So Windows have to apply to virtual machine only. Okay. Okay, thank you.